Good morning. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. I'm glad we could worship together this morning. I know that sometimes you wonder if everything I tell you is really true. Like last Sunday, during the children's sermon, when I told you that I was making macaroni art for my mother. I just want you to know it's really true. I really finished it and gave it to her. I gave her a Mother's Day gift made out of macaroni. That's why they call me Pasta Russ. So this morning as you greet each other, you can greet each other with the traditional handshake, or if you're a little more daring, you can do the macaroni shake, which means you rub elbows. Get it? Stand and greet your neighbors. And you can remain standing as we begin with our gathering hymn number 835.
Thank you.
Well, because we're leapers, we have quite a frog theme going on at our house right now. We've got the frog flag that says, welcome to our pad. And we have the little statue of frogs playing leapfrog, which, by the way, was a gift from a former parishioner. It was her ex-husband's, and she somehow inherited it in the divorce, and she couldn't figure out what to do with it, and she remembered, I'll give it to the leapers. So we have the leapfrogs, but this week we noticed that there was, on the frogs, there was a little tree frog just hanging out with its own kind. We're all kind of like that, aren't we? We kind of like to hang out with our own kind. I mean, we don't mean to do it, it just sort of happens. But in our readings today, the scripture today calls us out of our familiar groups and reminds us that God's love isn't just for you and me. No, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Please join me as we pray together the prayer of the day printed in the bulletin. O Lord our God, you teach us that without love our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that, made alive by your Spirit, we may know goodness and peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And you may be seated for the reading.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God? When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." Here ends the reading.
Nice job, Justin. You had a long one today. I'd like to invite the kids to come forward for the children's message. Come on up. Good to have you guys here today. All right. So, my wife said that I could invite four people to lunch today. Who wants to come for lunch? One, two, three, four. Okay. You guys, come on up. Line up right here, okay? Scooch down a little bit. There you go. Okay, so I went grocery shopping yesterday to get some groceries to get ready for our lunch that we're going to have together today. And so I just want you to hold on to this for a minute. Okay, hold on to that like that. And I'm just going to have you hold on to that. Okay, and you can hold on to that like that. And you can hold on to that like that. Okay, so let's see what we're going to have for lunch together today. Okay? So, tell us what you have in your hand. Go ahead and turn it around so we can see.
Giraffe jelly.
All right. Doesn't that sound good? Giraffe jelly. Okay, but we got to have something to put that jelly on, so go ahead and turn yours around and tell us. Go ahead and turn it around and tell us what you have.
Monkey meat muffins.
Doesn't that sound good? Don't you guys just love monkey meat? Yeah? Okay, and go ahead and show us what you have.
Tarantula tacos.
Oh, don't you love tarantula tacos? You can use the legs as toothpicks. It's great. Okay. And finally, what do you have?
Slug stew.
Slug stew. Now with 25% more slugs. All right. That sounds good, doesn't it? Aren't you guys glad you're coming over for lunch today? What do you think? You think you'll like that? No? You know I'm kidding, right? You're not really coming over for lunch today. Okay, all right, so you can relax. Okay, but what if, you guys, what if we really did eat this stuff? If we ate these weird animals, do you think we would be weird? Yeah, you think we'd be weird for eating? Congregation, do you think we'd be weird for eating this stuff? Yeah, you wouldn't. Okay. But the rest of you think we'd be weird. But maybe we would think you were weird because you didn't like our food, wouldn't we? No, kind of. Okay, so, well, they had this problem in the Bible, okay? So there are these two different groups of people. There were Jews and there were Gentiles, okay? So let's pretend like, let's say you guys are the Jews, okay? You say we're the Jews. Okay, and we'll be the Gentiles. So let's say we're the Gentiles. We're the Gentiles. Okay, so here's the thing. The Jews didn't want to eat with the Gentiles because the Gentiles ate different animals. They ate different foods, and the Jews thought that their food was weird and gross and unclean, and so they wouldn't eat with them. But the Gentiles thought the Jews were weird because they didn't like their food, right? So it was a problem because they couldn't be friends. Because in order to be friends, you have to at least be able to eat together, right? So then one of the Jews had a dream, a vision. His name was Peter. Okay, you guys can set that stuff down. Okay, just set it down. Peter had a dream, a vision, and in it, a sheet came down from heaven, and inside of the sheet, there were lots of weird, wild animals. Like, what do you see in there? Snakes, bears, elephants, yep, bugs, yep, there's a cricket, what's this?
A skunk.
Skunk, camel, or it could be llama maybe. Did you say this one? What's that?
A gorilla.
Okay. Would you eat any of that stuff? No, right? And that's how Peter felt. Because he had this dream, and the sheet came down with all the animals in it, and God told Peter, go ahead, eat. And Peter said, no way. Those animals are weird, and they're unclean. And God said, what was unclean is now clean. You can eat whatever. And Peter knew what it meant. It meant that Jews could eat with Gentiles because they ate weird food, but it was okay. Now they could eat together and they could be friends. Okay? So, are we friends? Good answer. So, we should be able to eat together, right? So I brought some animals for you to eat today. Animal crackers. You got it. Okay. So, let's bow our heads, fold our hands, whole congregation, and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for Peter's dream and that we can eat together and all be friends. Amen. Thanks for coming up and helping. If you go see Susan right down there, she'll give you some animal crackers. And let's stand for the gospel acclamation. Holy Gospel according to the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter. When he had gone out, Jesus said, now the Son of Man must be glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This is the gospel of the Lord. And you may be seated. Well, wedding season is here. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this beautiful wedding scene.
So take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
No, you may not flood the aisle for your wedding. That's not why I showed you that video. I showed you that clip to get you in the mood for love, because both of our readings today are about love. There are lots of different kinds of love. There's love between spouses. There's love between children and parents. There's love between grandparents and grandchildren, between siblings, love between friends. There's lots of different kinds of love. I want you to take a moment now, just a moment, and I want you to remember a time when you felt loved. Okay, close your eyes. Take a moment, remember a time when you felt loved. How did that feel? Love is powerful, isn't it? It's powerful. Even though it may have been a long time ago, we still feel the power of that love when we remember it. Even though you're not perfect, they loved you. And even though their love wasn't perfect, it was powerful. And it still affects you when you think of it today. Love is powerful. We see that in our readings today. In our gospel reading, we've gone back to Maundy Thursday. We're in the middle of the Easter season, but we're back in Holy Week. Jesus is celebrating Passover. He's eaten the Last Supper with his disciples, and it's kind of a dark moment because Jesus has just dipped bread with Judas and told Judas that he knows that he's going to betray him, and Judas gets up and he leaves. It's a dark, kind of sad moment, and you would expect Jesus to talk about, how evil Judas is and how the consequences of his betrayal are going to have huge consequences for his life. But Jesus doesn't talk about that. Instead, he talks about love. He talks about love. He says, God loves you. I'm the embodiment of that love. Love each other as I have loved you. Keep the love. And they do. They do. Eventually, Jesus dies, and he rises again after the resurrection, and after he appears several times to them, and after the Holy Spirit finally sort of swells up in them at Pentecost and sends them out, they finally go out to share that love. We see in the book of Acts today that the disciples, now called apostles, are out sharing God's love with people, and they're sharing the good news. And the thing you have to understand is that at this point in history, all Christians are Jews. All Christians are Jews. Christians were a group, a sect, a movement within Judaism. In order to be a Christian, you first had to be a Jew. No Gentiles or non-Jews were allowed. But then Peter has his dream, which we talked about in the children's sermon today, this sheet with all the animals in it. And God says to him, eat. And Peter says, no, I can't. It's unclean. And God said, what was unclean, I have made clean. Go. And so just then, some men show up, some Gentiles show up, and they invite Peter to come back with them. And they say that an angel has told them to go to Peter because he has a message for them. So Peter goes, and he goes into their house, and he tells them that God's love is for you too. And they believe. And Peter baptizes Gentiles. He baptizes non-Jewish people. He baptizes outsiders, people who don't share their faith. He invites them in. So that when Peter gets back to Jerusalem, he's got a lot of explaining to do to the other apostles because they want to know what's going on. Why have we heard that you've been baptizing Gentiles? And so he tells them the whole story, which is what Justin wonderfully read for us this morning. And he tells them what happened and that he's realized that God's love in Jesus is for everyone. Imagine that. It's a huge thing. If it wasn't for this shift, we would all be Jewish. Or we would have nothing to do with the church. But God's love is for everyone. And so the church made a dramatic shift in its mission to go out and include everyone. And it happened because Peter had a dream and he trusted God. A couple weeks ago, just sort of shockwaves of grief and sadness sort of rolled through the American Christian community at the news of the sudden, unexpected death of Rachel Held Evans, who is a well-known Christian blogger, a speaker. She was an author. She was said by some to be one of the most important voices in the church today. Rachel Held Evans died after complications after an infection. She was 37 years old. She leaves behind a husband and two small children. Rachel was very beloved to many, many people because she was a person of faith, but she was a real person. She was someone you could relate to. Even her critics, and she had many critics, but even her critics loved to engage with her because they could see that she was genuine in her faith and in her love for people. Rachel Held Evans reopened the Bible for many people who had felt battered by the church. She spoke honestly about doubt for Christians in their daily Christian life, and she was a big proponent that God's love is for everyone. This is Rachel Held Evans.
I'll mess up a few times. So I was once asked by a group of Methodists to speak at a Methodist youth retreat. So this was going to be for junior high and high school students, about 500 junior high and high school students. And this is not really my typical group, my typical readers, my typical demographic, if you will. So I was a little nervous about it. And I reworked all of my talks and worried over the material. And before every single session, I prayed, God, just help me to do right by these kids. Help me to do right by these kids. Help me to do right by these kids. Just help me to not screw this up. And it went okay. I gave my talks. Only a few of them slept through them. It wasn't a complete disaster. But after I did my presentations, I was asked by the Methodists to help serve communion at this event. And this was my first time ever serving communion. I had received it many times, but I had never served the bread and the wine. And so I was tasked with handing out the bread to 500 high school and junior high students. And as each one came by, I put this piece of bread in their cupped hands. And that's such that position of having your hands held together, cupped, ready to receive, is a very vulnerable and one of the most sacred positions a person can have. And so as all of these junior high and high school students came up to me, I put this piece of bread in their hand, and I said, this is Christ's body broken for you. This is Christ's body broken for you. This is Christ's body broken for you. And I said it to the ones who were laughing in line with their friends, to the ones who had tears streaming down their faces. I said it to the ones who I could tell were probably the class clowns, to the ones I could tell probably got picked on in school. This is Christ's body broken for you. This is Christ's body, broken for you. And I said it to the ones who were wearing designer jeans, the ones who showed up in their pajamas, to the ones with mischievous grins, to the ones who I could just tell were wrestling with doubts, with questions. This is Christ's body, broken for you. This is Christ's body, broken for you. And after I said it about 500 times, I finally got it. Oh, this is enough. This body and this blood is enough. It's not about me doing right by these kids. It's not about me impressing them. It's about getting out of the way and letting Jesus do his thing. They weren't waiting on me. Jesus was present, Jesus was there, and Jesus was enough. And that was a really powerful experience for me, serving communion for the first time and recognizing that my insufficiency is kind of the point. Right, I wasn't up to the task, but Christ was up for the task. It wasn't about me doing right by these kids, it was about Christ having already done right by them on the cross.
She will be missed. But you know, even though Rachel is gone, the love that she shared and talked about and wrote about, that love lives on in the church, and we are called to share that love, because that love is for everyone. We don't love perfectly. We won't love perfectly. But even though it's not a perfect love, love is still powerful. We felt it this morning. And what we are called to do is to share it and let Jesus do his thing. So Peter had a dream. He had a vision. Well, we have a dream, a vision too. I've been talking with various leaders of our church and some board members and council members for a while since we got here. We've been talking about that we need to share God's love, right? And in order to do that, one of the first steps is to get out of our building and to get out into the community to share that love. And so as a very first step, we realized that it's been quite a while since we've done Praise in the Park, our outdoor worship service. So we have planned Sunday, June 30th at 10 a.m. We are going to worship in Central Park downtown. We hope you can come and join us. We will still have the 8 o'clock service here at the church for those who can't come to the park, and so that we have something that we can record and put on the radio that day. But we're hoping that as many of you as possible will join us in the park that day at 10 a.m. So that we will be a presence for Christ in our community. But we want to be more than just some Jesus freaks wandering around outside. When I say Jesus freaks, I mean that affectionately. We want to do more than that. We want to love our community, bless our community. And what better way can you do that than by eating together? So we're going to have a potluck picnic that anybody can come and eat at. It will serve while the food lasts. And so we'll provide meat and buns and drink and plates. And we're asking you to bring the side dishes. It's going to be warm probably. It's June. And so unless you have a way to keep it cool, please no mayo in your dishes. We want to love our neighbors, not poison them. Okay. So we're going to have this potluck picnic, but also we want to bless and love our neighbors by having some fun together, by having fun and games for kids and adults alike. Now, our first plan, you may have seen some e-skinnies come out. Our first plan was we were going to have a bounce house and big inflatable toys and stuff. Well, as it turns out, there are some liability and insurance issues with that, and so that fell through. So we're working on plan B. But we are still going to have games. It's going to be fun for all ages. And I can tell you for sure that we will have our new Gaga ball pit there, that our portable one that is going to be made. You might be wondering, what is Gaga ball? Come and find out. Okay? So help us to get the word out. Bring a lawn chair. Bring some food to share with your neighbors. And bring a friend. Yes, you can even bring that friend, the weird one, okay? Because God's love in Jesus is for everyone. So let's keep the love going.
Come on, man.
Some people only care about themselves.
about your stupid vacation.
Some people treat others poorly.
There's certain things that are right and there's certain things that are wrong. No. So don't believe
what
others' foolishness. Everybody.
Some people only care about being right. Some people don't seem worth the time. But the truth is, most people are just working to get by. Most people are terrified to reveal their scars. Most people are fighting an invisible battle. Most people are worth the effort, because all people are created in the image of God.
Where's my pillow?
All people carry the glow of the divine. All people matter enough for God to become one of them. God thinks every person is worthy of love. Imagine if we did too. Let's be a church where everybody's welcome. Nobody's perfect. And anything is possible.
Amen. Let's stand and sing. Our next hymn is number 631. And together, let's proclaim what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed printed in the bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts together in prayer. God of love, we thank you for loving us, though we often feel unlovable. Help us to keep that love going out to others beyond this service and these walls. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, for favorable weather for farmers and for a safe planting season. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, bring your healing and hope to all who are in need. Today we pray especially for Jean Semmelhack, Bob and Marge Gardner, Shirley Hall, Sandra Link, Ron Venz, Dan Carey, B.J. Gifford. Give your peace and strength to the family of Betty Jean Wendell, who we buried yesterday, to the family of Marietta Sylvester, whose memorial service is here tomorrow, and the family of Emma Seeker, whose memorial service will be here this Saturday. We pray for the family and friends of Sarah Held Evans. We ask that you would give your strength and comfort to all who grieve the loss of loved ones. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, that you would protect and support the women and men who serve in the armed forces and their families, especially Alex Binger, Robson Shanklin, and Kim Hall. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those others who are on our hearts as we name them silently before you now. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. It's time to pasta peace. Share the peace with one another. And you may be seated as we continue with the offering.
Thank you.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And we pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God's love is for everybody. Everyone is invited to come to receive Holy Communion. Anyone not receiving communion today is welcome to come forward for a blessing. We have both wine and grape juice. The grape juice is white and in the center of the tray of cups. The gluten-free wafers are available on the organ side. Jesus is the host and we are his guests. The food of God for the people of God. Come, for all is ready. And you may be seated. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. I want to say thanks to Ed and Shirley Platty for the altar flowers today in memory of Gail Lonergan, and to Sue Barron and family for the radio broadcast today in memory of Bob Barron. Last week I was told that some people had concerns about the quality of my jokes, and so I said I'll start telling better jokes when you start giving me better jokes. So this is the joke I got last week. What do John the Baptist and Smokey the Bear have in common? The same middle name. See, you guys aren't any better than I am. All right, let's just get out of here. Let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing our ascending hymn number 656. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God.